Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
With the NBA contemplating 2 years in college, would going to the D-League be better? This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban has begun the debate over whether players who must wait a year or two after high school to join the NBA would be better off in college or going straight to the developmental or D-League. It's an interesting argument. Cuban says players who are only in college until they can get drafted by a pro team would be wiser to spend that time honing their individual skills in the D-League, where they can concentrate on basketball, play more games, and get familiar with the NBA style of play, and get paid something for their time there. Sure, Cuban says there should be some education, perhaps in conjunction with a local college or technical school, where D-leaguers can learn life skills rather than the vapid college courses some jocks take. On the other hand, UNC alum and current SMU coach Larry Brown, the only coach to win both NCAA and NBA championships, thinks Cuban is nuts. Brown says there is no substitute for playing in a good college program, experience campus life, and at big-time schools play at a higher level than in the D-League. Brown says college life is priceless and hopes the NBA does raise its age limit to 20, requiring kids to do 2 years of something else before getting drafted. He's betting college will win out in most cases. Brown is a disciple of Dean Smith, a teacher who favors practice and preparation over going out there and just using one's God-given skills. He says every NBA team has such preparation coaches who work with the one-and-dones and try to get them ready to play. When staying in college, longer could eliminate all that babysitting, because kids would be more prepared. Brown says there have been exceptions like LeBron James, who was ready to play and grew up fast off the court to become a solid citizen and role model. But how many LeBrons are there? Brown has George Lynch on the staff at SMU and thinks his plays being around Lynch, who stayed 4 years at Carolina and then played a dozen NBA seasons, are getting the best training possible for the next level and a realistic appraisal of whether pro basketball or some other job will be in their future. Otherwise, kids who choose the alternative to college might wind up playing in the D-League and learning nothing forever. This is Archansky. See ya.